You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, Bridget and Scott, it's our first time, the three of us together, since the trade deadline, though. We've all given our thoughts on this platform. So maybe we'll start with the St. Louis game and our opening shifts from there. So, Scott, why don't we start with you?
Sure. So this is, I want to make it clear, this is not why the Bruins lost, but there was a controversial call in this game. Justin Brazo seemed to score to cut the Blues lead to 3-1 with about a little over 8 minutes left in the second period. Blues challenge for offsides, win the challenge, and the goal comes off the board. Controversy comes with, why was it offsides? Because it certainly looked to me like Torrey Krug pulled the puck back into his own zone, which should have negated the offsides. If a defending player brings the puck back into his own zone, it doesn't matter if there was an attacking player offsides. So the official NHL explanation from the situation room made no mention of Krug bringing it back in. They just completely ignored the point. Jim Montgomery did say after the game that the explanation that the refs gave him was that it was a battle play and not a possession play by Krug, which the NHL rulebook does not differentiate between those two. So I'm very confused as to why it came off the board when, by the letter of the law, it seems like it should have been a negated offsides.
And
by the way, also didn't help that the ref's microphone, when he went to explain the ruling to the crowd, didn't work. So the only thing the crowd heard was no goal and saw the wave out. So just great, great job by the NHL all around to explain this one. We're morning after recording here, and
he's still mad.
Still have absolutely no idea. I think the NHL just straight up got it wrong, blew it, and can't explain it because they know they got it wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, no, like a battle play. Like, no, you can pass the puck back into your own end. And that's, is that not possess? Like, I don't understand what, I don't get the ruling either, honestly. It's one of those ones where I was telling Scott, I was like, these are the kind of plays that make me look stupid as a broadcaster, because I'm trying to explain it the best I know how to, and what they're doing is like completely different than what's common sense to talk about during a review. And it's, if I had been broadcasting that game, I would have looked dumb, because I would have said something completely different than what they ended up ruling. Either that, or it just would have made the refs look dumber. I don't know. But it was a weird play. We watched it a bunch of times, and you second guess yourself on a few angles, and then you're like, no, wait a minute, that he brought it back in. Anyway, my opening shift, we can tie into trade deadline a little bit, because my opening shift has to do with the third D pair. Lauri, Shattenkirk was that D pair against St. Louis, and they were not good. Shattenkirk was on the ice for 3 goals against. Lauri was on the ice for 3 goals against. They're both deep in the minus on the night. The Hayes goal, Shattenkirk just wasn't in the right position to make the play. Like, one of the goals, he tried to lift the stick and it didn't work, and it just ended up being an easy tap-in goal. I mean, at that point in time, the game was a little bit out of reach. I think that was the, was that the fourth goal?
Yeah, that was the 4-0 goal.
Yeah, the sod goal. So it was ugly. They didn't have good chemistry together. They seemed to be beat on a bunch of different plays. I don't know. Usually you see the strengths of a Shattenkirk and a Lauri are transition game, like getting the puck out, getting in the offensive zone. I can't remember a shift really where they played all that much time in the offensive zone. They didn't have it. And that ties into the trade deadline because they added a new defenseman, Andrew Peak, and they could put Weatherspoon back in. And maybe you go to that for a game because it seems like both Shattenkirk and Lauri just need to take a step back, work on some things in practice, I guess, and give the new guy a try. They didn't want to put him in this game because they wanted him to have a full practice before going into his first game. So he'll have that today, and then he should be able to play at Montreal.
Well, really, he'll have it on Wednesday because Tuesday is an optional practice. So I'm sure he'll be on the ice, but it won't be like a full team practice.
Either way, he will more than likely play in Montreal. I think we all kind of see the timeline there for him to get into his first game.
Probably, yeah. We can definitely get into that more because I have thoughts on Laura and Shattenkirk too, but. Yeah, if I had to guess right now, I would guess that they do exactly what you're suggesting. I think Weatherspoon and Peak probably both go in on Thursday.
Yeah, and that Kevin Hayes goal, you know, kind of starts with a bad pinch or a misread by Lauri at the offensive blue line. And, you know, Lauri is kind of he reminds me of when we talk about Georgi Mrkulov or Fabian Lysell, like if they were ever to get called up to Boston. You wouldn't want to put them in a fourth line role because it's not where they excel. I kind of feel like Lauri, I feel like he kind of has to be in a top four role playing with a top four caliber player to kind of get the best out of him. Playing him with Shattenkirk, I just don't think is ideal for his skill set. And but again, we can talk more about that. So Scott wrote an article for EEI.com about Jim Montgomery's post-game commentary. And I just want to mention, because this is my opening shift, the beginning of the article, Scott, you mentioned how at the end of the game, the Bruins were greeted with a chorus of boos by the home crowd. And I just for the record, so Bridget, if you're listening, this is the situation where I'm with you. Like this is a situation where, look, if you're coming off of a great performance against Pittsburgh, a really strong performance against Toronto, like even in the loss to Edmonton, they played like the Bruins have been playing really good hockey the last week and a half, I would say, certainly since their post all-star break skid. That's a situation where, look, they didn't play great last night, but you got maybe have a better read of the room if you're the fans. Like that's a situation where, like, I don't know, like you have a goal that Scott talked about that was called back, like maybe things changed at that point. Like that one I don't necessarily agree with, the Bruins getting booed last night, but
yeah, they were out shooting them. They were like, it wasn't like they were getting good scoring chances. They weren't going in. I think it was at the end of the second period when they were down 4-0 was when you heard the loudest boos. And yeah. And then again at the end of the game, but not quite as loud because the angry people had already left. So
yeah, I mean,
I think it would have been louder if people didn't already just go to drink across the street.
And again, like Scott and I have mentioned in the past, and Bridge, I don't think you necessarily disagreed with this. I mean, fans pay good money. They can do whatever they want. Whether or not one agrees with it is a different story. But like every team down 4-0 after two, like I get it. You're not going to be happy as a fan that went to the game. But every team in the NHL has a game where they're down like multiple. It just, you can't do it every time because I feel like it loses its meaning as well. There's kind of there's a balance to play there. And Scott, I don't know if you had a quick follow-up to this because it's not my opening shift, but it was earlier on in your article. I wanted to mention it real quick.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, I tweeted this out last night that, you know, because I think that was my opening shift, like one of those might have been after the Washington game, right, that week after All-Star break where they had two stinkers in three games. And yeah, I didn't think this was that kind of game. Like, I didn't think, yes, their execution was poor. I thought their effort was there. Like, I thought they worked to get scoring chances. They made mistakes. They were sloppy.
I thought the bottom six played well.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, I'm with you. And like, I tweeted that out and got quite a bit of interaction with it and got feedback from people who disagreed and still thought it was perfectly fine to boo. It got a couple tweets from people who were there and were like, this is the one game I'm going to this season. You know, dropped hundreds of dollars, brought my family, and like, that's what we saw. And it's like,
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
That was kind of my point originally was, you know, if you pay out, shell out all that money and you see a team that doesn't even look like it's really giving an honest effort, I get it. I guess to an extent, like I still get in this case, like I totally get that frustration. If this was the one game, you know, you saved up your money to go to and they're down 4-0 at the end of two periods, like, yeah, like that's a real bummer. Like that sucks. I totally get it.
But like, you know, when you buy the tickets, there's two outcomes. There's a win or a loss. It could be a loss. Like, you know, it's like you don't go in. I know you want to see a good game, but like you can't, I don't know. It could be a loss. You go in knowing that you might be going to a game that they're not going to win.
Right. And you go to a game, to your point, Bridget, knowing that they're going to win or they're going to lose. So understood. But what you can hopefully guarantee when you go to a game is that you're going to go to a game and the team is going to give an honest effort. And to our points right now, like last night, yes, like that was an honest effort. And whereas like a month ago that they were no showing those games, like in all departments. And I just think there's a little bit of a difference. Not that people aren't going to be annoyed or frustrated that they go to a game and they're getting outscored 4-0 after two. But if you notice that they're playing harder, then yeah, it's kind of, again, everybody has their own opinion and their right to do whatever they want. But I just found that interesting.
If you couldn't tell, I've never booed at a game before. And I went to see Cam Newton.
Have you ever?
That's a lot of restraint.
Have you ever been at home watching TV booing or screaming? No, oh, come on. Not. Come on.
I mean, maybe like.
Shoot.
No, definitely not that. We hear Scott and I hear the funniest times when people yell shoot. They'll be next to us and the drunk guy in the stands next to us is just like screaming shoot when it's like 200 feet away from the goal.
Yeah, I think it was either Saturday or maybe one of the games last week. Bridget, I don't know if you were there, if it was one of the games you missed, but someone below us yelled shoot when the puck was like rimming around the boards out of the zone. And like no one had possession of it. The puck's just sliding out of the zone. And this guy's like, shoot. Yeah.
You mean to tell me, Bridget, Scott's not up there with, you know, handfuls of popcorn. Pasta, shoot it, pasta.
Part of that is right. Part of that's true. He's stuffing his face with popcorn, and he does complain about stuff, but not usually telling people when to shoot it.
Right.
I think I told you guys this story before. One time I was at a game and I was next to this woman who was yelling at someone they were going the wrong way. And I was like, I think they know which way they're supposed to go, but you know, I'm pretty sure they know. Thanks for the help.
I yell expected goal. I say, guys, right. Get an expected goal.
Hi, Danger right. Chance.
So I'll just quickly get to my opening shift. Again, it's part of Scott's article, but Jim Montgomery, after last night's game, 5-1 loss on home ice, pretty much downplayed the loss. And one of his quotes was, we have 91 points. We have a good hockey team. We weren't good tonight. So I'm not going to belabor every quote that he said, but I'll just throw it back to you guys. Maybe we can start here. We kind of mentioned this just in the past few minutes, how in talking about fans booing, like we just kind of said, like, yeah, well, you know, you're going to lose over the course of 82 and you're going to lose at times when you have a good effort. And if the effort's there, you can you can learn from it and look the other way and not lose sleep. Is this kind of where Monty's coming from in these post-game comments?
I think so. I think it's twofold. I think part of it is a pretty legitimate reaction to this game, where I think he did feel like they did a lot of good things. He mentioned that they had a lot of good scoring chances. You know, we touched on it a little bit, like, what did they end up with? 37 shots on goal, and then another, I think it was another 28 attempts that were either blocked or missed the net. Forgot to turn off my email notifications. All right, there we go. But so I think like that part of it's legit reaction of like, we did a lot of good things. We just made a couple too many mistakes, which some of which we touched on, you know, the Lauri pinch, Shattenkirk losing a net front battle, penalty trouble in the first period, back-to-back stick fouls gave the Blues a 5-on-3. I know I saw fans on Twitter saying like bad calls. I thought they were both pretty legit, at least in today's NHL. Like, you get a stick in someone's midsection, you're going to get a penalty. But I also think part of it is Montgomery probably like reading the team knows, okay, we just had a stretch of four really good games. We've been playing better hockey. You can't jump down their throat after one loss. Like, that's not, that comes, that could easily come across the players as like overreaction, kind of like the fans booing probably came across to players like an overreaction. Like, really, you're going to boo us, you know, one bad game after, you know, four pretty good ones. So I think that's the way that as well.
There was one reporter who I think was asking questions as if the sky was falling as well. And I'm like, come on, bro. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, he was trying to get answers. Like, I thought they were legit.
He asked Marshawn like the same question three times, and Marshawn gave him the same answer three times. And I don't know. He's annoying. He has some.
Oh, look at Bridget starting a media feud now. Usually this is my territory.
It's just annoying. You know exactly who I'm talking about. My face, I have to make sure my face doesn't say what my brain is thinking sometimes when he asks questions and my eyes are just like, but yeah, I mean, he's like asking, did they get complacent because they were winning? It's like, I don't know. It's not like, I digress. I don't get to ask questions because some people just like yell three questions and don't get to, you know, they cut off all the other people that want to talk. But we do have some media drama occasionally. I think Scott
me in this case. Like, I actually don't have any issues here. So
really? Oh man.
Not really.
You should hear what the other people are saying.
I know what other people say. I hear, I talk to people.
Oh God. All right. Well, anyway, there's been some overreactions. This is the main point by, you know, all around people probably overreacting to it. It wasn't like the stinkers that they had in their losses out on the West Coast. Like Western Canada on the road trip to Canada.
I think even bigger stinkers, I think, were at home. It was like that Calgary and Washington.
Oh, well, the Washington one was then, probably the worst.
And then at New York against the Islanders, was that a week ago Saturday?
They're mixed in.
Yeah.
They're kind of just mixed in since the All-Star break. So yeah, guys, where do we want to go from here after I derailed us with my digressions about people?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the biggest thing we wanted to discuss, I mean, again, we can, Scott, I don't know if you had more on the non-goal, and Bridge, if you had more on the third deep here, we can certainly knock those out quickly, and then we can kind of jump to forward looking.
Yeah, I didn't really have anything else on the non-goal. I think I got off my chest, so I don't know if you guys do.
That's important. I don't need you feeling stressed out or burdened in this podcast. You feel clear. You feel good. We talked about it. That's good. Yep. Okay, good.
It's really, he's aired it out. It's like a weight is off his shoulders.
Good. Okay. All right. Well,
I just really want the NHL to figure his fucking shit out, honestly. I'm good.
All right. Give him some
maybe
space.
Maybe he wasn't done. Maybe he had a little bit more to say.
Give him some space, everybody.